Oh, you've got it. Oh, it looks just like me. Thank you very much indeed. I had always, I now realize, mistakenly believed that an Oldie Award paid tribute to those who had sufficient common sense always to look both ways before they crossed the road. I'm here at this top table, and in all honesty, it is an immensely humbling experience. I'm sharing this table with a scientist whose work is, even as we speak, informing us from Mars. Next to an artist, and this is where I'm going to do a little bit of name dropping, whose iconic cover of a record, that record was given to me by Marianne Faithfull. I knew that would get a response. Mars didn't, but Marianne Faithfull did, fine. And I just wanted to say to Thelma that her experience of arriving at that bed and breakfast all those years ago in the war was replicated by me in every theatrical digs I've ever been in my life. And there is something, I think, warming about knowing that certain things never change. I'm also sharing a table with the brother of an American politician who held true to one of the basic tenets of the Labour Party: there is always honour in defeat, which is something I think we're going to have to get used to even more and more as the years roll by. I also am going to name drop again. I've had the privilege of working with Vanessa and also with Lord Dubs, and it is immensely moving, I think, to know that they have actually saved people's lives, children's lives. It is regrettable that that example isn't being put into practice across the whole world, even as we speak. But perhaps the most humbling is for the last award to mothers always do know best, but for a mother to take on not only her son, but her son's government and still win, I think is pretty spectacular. So I'm genuinely humbled and I'm genuinely grateful, and thank you very much.